Morocco, a kingdom on the western edge of North Africa, is also seeing its own protests and calls for change, but there are some stark differences in the protests that we've seen in other countries and in Morocco. Take a listen first to this protester talking about his country in Morocco.
There is a lot of demonstration in the Middle East, in Tunisia and in Egypt, and the youth people here in Morocco, they cannot stand without doing anything.
Joining us now, Steve Erlanger, Paris Bureau Chief for the New York Times, our partner. He's currently in Casablanca. Steve, good morning.
Morning.
Steve, what is the latest in Morocco? It is historically a different country than Egypt or Libya or Bahrain, certainly. Protests raging there or something quieter?
No, something quieter. I mean, Morocco is on the kind of western edge of this whole region. I mean, it's pretty far away from Egypt, and more like Jordan, it has a king who's pretty well respected and who's fairly young. I mean, he's not an autocrat that's been here for 50 years. He's a monarch, which is a kind of autocrat, but he's only been in power since 99, and he's only 47 years old. And his reputation is as someone who cares about the poor. He has softened a very harsh, repressive state that his father built, King Hassan II. So he's gotten credit for that. Now, it's not like everybody's happy, and it's not like kids don't want the same thing here as everywhere. They want a real parliamentary democracy instead of a fake one. They want more of a constitutional monarchy instead of what they have now. And they want improvement in education, injustice, lack of corruption, blah, blah, blah. These are all the same things, but the sense of who's responsible is a little different here.
What about physical dynamics in protest, Steve Erlanger? Protests in the streets and riot police in the streets of Casablanca and Rabat, correct?
Well, not riot police. No, it was okay. It was much more peaceful yesterday. Sunday was a well-advertised day of protest. It was done by a group of young people called the February 20th March for Change, and they turned out more than 10, maybe 15,000 people in different cities. I mean, in Casablanca, which is the largest city and the poorest, there were probably 4,000 to 5,000 people, the same in the capital, Rabat, smaller demos in other big cities like Marrakesh. There's a little bit of aggression at the end, but everything went peacefully. The government authorized the demonstrations. It did not interfere. It didn't cut the internet. The police stayed away, the uniformed police. There were lots of undercover police taking pictures of people. But generally, it all passed off in kind of a nice, quiet way. The big question is, you know, is it the start of something else? And, you know, as always in any country, even, you know, in the West, there's always a lot of stuff bubbling underneath. At the moment, people still, you know, are being very careful. They're being very polite. They want to get a message across to the government. They want the government to resign. The king will probably change prime ministers pretty soon. And the king is likely to try to catch the momentum of this desire for change and try to use it to
his advantage. Steve Erlanger, thank you. Paris Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, reporting from Casablanca. Protests in Morocco as well.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.